U.S. forces in Iraq today launched another series of raids aimed at disrupting insurgents suspected of supporting attacks against American troops. Operation Ivy Serpent targeted weapons caches and holdouts of Ba'ath Party members loyal to Saddam Hussein. The raids came as the first meeting was held today of the new Iraq Governing Council. The 25-member body was named by the U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer. In a few minutes, we'll have a report on today's military action. First, NPR's Kate Seely in Baghdad reports on the political scene.
3 months after the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime, political leaders met as part of a newly formed Iraqi Governing Council. Mohammed Tawfiq is a spokesman for the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, one of the parties on the council. He says it represents a historic development in a post-war Iraq.
Well, it's the very first institution after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. Or one can say the very first step in creating a new Iraq. The new Iraq will be quite different from the last one.
The U.S. administrator here, Paul Bremer, has promised that the council will have real political power. He has said it will nominate ministers, review laws, and approve the national budget. It will also play a role in appointing members of a committee to draft a new constitution ahead of free elections. Mohammed Tawfiq says Iraqis will finally have a say in running their own country in cooperation with the occupying authorities, or the CPA as they're known.
They can contribute more, and they have better understanding of the and knowledge of the people, of the ground, of the situation, of the mentality of the Iraqi peoples, and certainly will facilitate the work of CPA in running the country until we have first free election.
The selection of the council followed weeks of negotiations between Bremer and key Iraqi leaders. According to Western diplomats in Baghdad, the Americans did not want the council to be comprised solely of Iraqi exile groups. The former exiles have significant influence with the American authorities, but are not popular among local Iraqis. In the end, the Americans and Iraqis agreed upon a council that roughly reflects Iraq's religious and ethnic makeup. It includes leaders of the main Kurdish factions, as well as prominent exile leaders like Ahmed Chalabi of the Iraqi National Congress. But the council also includes local tribal leaders and professionals, according to Nasser el-Chadirchi, head of the Iraqi Democratic Party and a member of the governing council.
All the trends are represented. There are liberals and Islamists, Shia, Sunni, Turkoman, Christians, and even women.
It's a good mix, Chadirchi adds. Most significantly, Shia Muslims have been given 13 seats, more than half the seats on the council. The Shia, who are in the majority here, were heavily persecuted under Saddam Hussein's rule. Abdul Karim al-Annazi is a spokesman for the al-Dawa party, one of the two Shiite Islamist parties represented on the council. He says his party is pleased by the development.
We are still at the beginning of the road. But this is an historic chance for Shia, and we hope to play an active political role in the future.
But not everyone is happy with the council. Political scientist Wamid Nazmi believes a national referendum should have been held to approve Iraq's first post-war governing body. Without it, he says, the council has no real legitimacy or authority.
I don't see any proper chance for this council to have an equality of dialogue with the genuine governor of the country, because they were appointed by him. Secondly, it is openly stated that he have the right to veto their decisions.
Nazmi says the council needs to show that it's able to solve the current economic and security crises in Iraq very soon. Otherwise, he says, it will never gain credibility with ordinary Iraqis. In a middle-class neighborhood in Baghdad, some Iraqis said they welcomed the council as a first step toward an independent Iraqi government. Others, like tea seller Ahmed Rashid, dismissed it as a front for what he called the American occupiers.
Who are these people? We want elections, democratic elections.
The American authorities say elections will be held after an Iraqi constitution is drafted and approved, a process expected to take up to 2 years. To many Iraqis, however, that seems awfully far away. Kate Seely, NPR News, Baghdad.